got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen with us. He tweets at Nick's Allen's. There's a Twitter message today from a fan. Actually, he runs one of our fan sites, and he's a big fan of yours, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he says he wants you to give him a shout-out. It's a guy that runs the In the Morning, at TNT Morning. Hey, guys, my birthday today. Is there any chance I could get a shout-out from one of my favorite podcasters, Midweek Nick?
Hey, yeah. Happy birthday.
I would appreciate it. Love you guys. Say happy birthday in the morning.
Happy birthday in the morning.
I don't know what his real name is, but that's he runs one of the sites.
So. I love the guy wants a shout-out for his birthday. He's like, don't say my name.
But don't say my name, exactly. You got a gig, Nick?
Yeah, I'm going to be in Lincoln for a show called Don't Tell Comedy. So I don't know where it is.
Why is it called that?
It's like it's a nationwide show. My friend Zach Peterson runs it in Omaha and Lincoln.
Okay.
And it's like people get tickets. They have a website, don'ttellcomedy.com.
Got it.
And they buy tickets. You don't really know who's going to be on there. I don't know if I'm even supposed to say I'm on the show. But
you just show up and hope and just.
Yeah, it's just they've built a reputation around the country that they've got like cool one-off videos.
So it's pop-ups.
Yeah,
pop-up comedy show.
I did one in Omaha a while ago at a tattoo shop.
They're
a lot of fun. They're always packed and great comics,
cool.
And
okay.
It's fun.
So this is one of those gigs where you're not supposed to know where it's at, as opposed to the ones where you just forget.
Right. Yep. It works out perfect.
Did they tell you where it's at?
I don't know yet. Yep. They usually they'll say like a part of town it's in. Like when they're at Omaha, they'll be like, "Hey, the show's in Midtown on this day." And then the people who get tickets will get an email like a day or two before, and be like, "Hey, show's here."
Oh, that's cool. So basically, it's a pop-up comedy show as opposed to a pop-up restaurant.
All right.
Excellent.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Craig, using your finger. I know you used your fingers to read like that.
Well, I'm just making sure.
Doing the old school reading.
I'm just making sure this doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Okay.
Because he doesn't have a ruler.
That's what it looked like. He was using his finger as a ruler.
Yeah, I'm getting word that the LSU-Alabama game.
Yeah.
Brought in over 16.5 million people to
watch
it.
Alabama's going down.
That was the top-rated regular season college football game on any network in 8 years.
Sure, it was. Yeah.
So that's at 16.6 million. But then when I look at the top 10 shows of the week, it does not appear in there. It should be somewhere in the middle, and I don't see it.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. So I don't understand that.
Is the Masked Singer in its place?
The Masked Singer was not in the top 10 shows for the week of November 4 through 11.
That's good.
Yeah.
You can guess what the top 5 things were.
NFL games.
Football.
NFL.
Yep.
No, nobody's watching the NFL.
Not since Kaepernick knelt.
I think ratings are up 5%.
Yep.
This year.
That's why you didn't send Dick this year.
And I'm pretty sure... Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Football wins its time slot every Sunday,
probably,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
Let me give you an example.
All right.
The Minnesota-Dallas game, which was a very very popular game in general.
Two name teams, yeah.
And it was competitive throughout.
Yeah, that helps.
Right. That brought in almost $23 million, 22.99. And then, now that was the Sunday night game.
Right.
It was the pregame of that game was number 2. Postgame, number 3.
Yeah.
For
man,
the week.
Man.
And then it goes, let's see, I guess the week before, Dallas at New York. Was that a Monday? Was that the Monday?
Yeah, that was before? A Monday. That was a Monday night.
The Monday prior?
Look at you, but I didn't hear the question, so I just looked at you.
Dallas at New York.
Yes, it was.
I heard it, but I didn't comprehend it.
So that's next on the list, the Monday night game, the past Monday night game.
Right.
And then more NFL football on ESPN, and then it goes NCIS, Little Mermaid Live, and then Football Night in America Part 3. That had to have been a Sunday night thing, you know, something else.
We can all agree on football.
And then Young Sheldon and FBI on CBS.
Yeah, Young Sheldon better be in there.
That Little Mermaid thing was atrocious.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Yeah, I heard it was bad. One of your kids want to watch it?
Oh, yeah. It was
did you
on
watch
TV.
That, Puss?
What was that?
Little Mermaid, the live action.
No.
How'd you get out of that?
She didn't want to watch it.
Just told her
it wasn't on? Okay. Yeah, she didn't want to watch it.
So it was canceled or something like that?
No, I didn't even have to come up with some BS excuse.
It was mostly animation.
Was it mostly animation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. I thought it was all live.
Yeah. No, whenever I turn around, it'd just be animation. Like, this is Stu. I thought it was going to be live. I wanted to make fun of it. Yeah. It's hard to make fun of the cartoon that you've seen.
That's a good point. I thought it was going to be live, too.
We're going to be watching so much Disney crap at our house with this
Disney
new
Plus?
Thing.
I
know. Oh, we got the trial. I'm like, oh, fun. Good. Can't wait. Nobody swears in any of those shows.
No, I'm glad. It looks brutal.
Oh, it doesn't come with the ESPN package?
No, this is just...
There's two different tiers.
That's two different tiers,
Oh, okay. Because I thought Disney owned ESPN.
They do.
And they would bundle all that together.
That's
that's all separate.
They want separate cash, I'm sure.
Yeah, now my kids are watching all these awful shows I thought we were done with.
Oh, you get ESPN Plus for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I'm getting over the cord cutters. I'm subscribing to 103 streaming services.
Yep.
That'll save me some money.
Yeah, you're not screwed. Unless you just turn off your TV altogether, you're not saving any money.
No. They're going to get you one way or another.
Right. Well, you don't subscribe to all of them.
Yeah, I know.
You just
can't.
You have to pick and choose the ones you really want.
Yeah, our kids were all about this. I'm like, we have to get rid of something if we're doing this.
Right.
So the WWE Network is dead at our house, which is fine with me.
How much extra?
I don't know how we're going to watch SummerSlam. But,
You go to buddy's house.
You're going to watch it the best way possible. Not.
Do the bars put that on?
Some might.
Good question.
Yep.
No, I don't think it is. I was just trying to help him out.
No, they do. But nobody tips at those events, so bars don't like it.
They just throw over the toss over the tables.
Exactly.
And are bars having to subscribe to streaming services now?
Probably not Disney.
Just mostly, it's just live sports, and most satellite or cable systems will carry live sports.
Yeah,
but they're really pimping the ESPN Plus, and they're putting boxing matches on there that are going late at night.
One they might.
Yeah, are they doing boxing matches that people would gather at a bar for?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
No,
only pay-per-views. Nobody's going to get. I mean, I'm sure sports bars aren't going to pay for extra for that.
The last Bud Crawford fight was on ESPN Plus.
I know, and we all didn't see it.
That's worthwhile.
For that reason.
So that people might have put that on at a bar. I don't know.
In Omaha, maybe. Yeah.
Like the bars usually have to pay a lot more to even air ESPN
does.
And
it
stuff.
It depends on their capacity. That's how they get charged, how many people they can get into the bar. So the rates vary.
Google preparing to move into the consumer banking business. Wall Street Journal reporting that the search giant will offer checking accounts next year. Run by Citigroup and Stanford Federal Credit Union, big tech companies have been trying to get into personal finance.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
With Apple offering its own credit card, Facebook working on cryptocurrency. So we can only assume that there's money in money.
Yeah, the Facebook's crypto, they said, is dead in the water already, but we'll see.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that story. He testified in Congress, they said, and it's pretty much dead.
I wouldn't trust that guy.
Nobody trusts that dude. Nobody trusts that dude.
I wouldn't want Google to have my checking account. I'm looking up KISS tickets. I'm like, can he really afford this?
That's true. I don't want Google knowing my checking account. I'm with you on that.
It's going to filter.
I'm sure they already know.
I'll stare at my secure bank.
Yeah, it'll filter your search results to stuff you can actually afford.
Right.
Well, that's no fair.
Yeah. Or just say no. Oh, just say no. We're not going to let you buy that.
It's a blank page some days.
Yeah.
Students who spend time on Facebook may see their grades slump.
You know what? My kids aren't on Facebook. Nobody I know. Student, no. That is not the cool thing, man.
No, it's not.
That's old dude Facebook crap. I mean, it's adult stuff, I should say, not old.
It is.
Yeah.
My daughter has a profile, but she's on Snapchat.
Yeah, my daughter's on all that stuff, too.
Yeah, Instagram.
Yep.
Researchers at the University of Technology in Sydney, Australia, analyzed the grades of 500 freshmen and found that the more time they spent on the Facebook, the worse their grades were.
Is this college or high school?
The University of Technology in Sydney, Australia. Okay. 500 freshmen.
Okay. That's college then.
They do say that the students spending more time on Facebook may already be low achievers, so they're not sure which came first.
They're drawn to it.
So they may be grappling with self-regulation and focus, so the time they spend on Facebook provides more of a distraction from their studies. So they're not exactly sure. They're just saying
here's the deal, though. When I didn't want to study, I just didn't study. Which was a lot, and I didn't need distractions.
Right, you found
a distraction was a beer college.
You found a distraction.
Yeah, so I'm not saying
Yeah, but however many there were then, there's a thousand times more now.
I understand that.
Right there at their fingertips.
I get it, but it was real easy to be distracted then, too. I'm going to listen to tunes and drink.
The same browser window that you're looking up stuff for your paper on, right. You can just click right over to another tab, and there's Netflix.
Yeah, it's hard. I'll try to sit down and write or like put jokes together, like put a playlist on, and you even go to like skip to the next song, and you're like, well, what else is on the phone? Like, everything goes through that.
I know.
There's another rumor of a Friends reunion.
I think that's going to happen. I'm not sure. Maybe a one-off or
it's
something like
that.
It's going
to be awful.
Yeah.
That's one of those shows that I didn't watch in the first place. Yeah. I didn't like it.
It was dated, but it's a good show.
Well, I didn't like it at the time.
Well, I know. If you don't, you won't watch this, then.
But that's
I
your nature. Yeah.
No, I like things.
Yeah.
Really?
That's fine.
I have liked things in the past.
There's all been popular shows that we haven't liked.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah. That just didn't click.
I mean,
I think How I Met Your Mother, I didn't think was funny from day one.
I can see that.
People liked that.
Loved it.
But I just hated that show.
Right.
That's why I never watched it. Yeah. So I understand that.
But they're saying this is just them getting together, I think. Just happened on HBO Max, AT&T's new streaming service set to debut next spring. They did pay $425 million for the rights to Friends.
People would pay to see those six talk about the show. They would. People were freaks on that show.
Are they not even going to be acting?
Sure.
There are reports that the company is in negotiations with the cast for an unscripted special.
So like a reunion retrospective type of
thing. Yeah, probably, where they talk about stuff.
It's worse. Yeah. That show kind of sucked when they were writing it. Now they're not even going to write it?
Oh, it's dated, and it's obvious, some of the jokes. But, it was attractive, and it was fluff. It was fun.
It'll be Friends. Can you believe we're still making $20 million a year off of this thing?
Yeah.
Now, they got together last month. Jennifer Aniston posted that photo with the former castmates on the Instagram.
Yeah. Well, my daughter watched that second. Like, and Puss's daughter's into it now too.
Yeah,
my daughter watched all those episodes.
Yeah, my kids will watch it too.
Yeah. Binging.
Yeah.
Binging on the Friends.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I was always into Seinfeld. I never really cared about Friends.
Seinfeld's an excellent show. I watched iCarly the other day. I was telling Craig this with the kids, with my daughter, and we discussed some inappropriate stuff off the air. You and I did. Yeah.
Right.
See, I'm the guy that never thought Seinfeld was funny.
Oh God!
I hated Seinfeld.
Well, you're wrong there.
No,
that's just wrong. Yeah.
I liked How I Met Your Mother too.
Yeah, that's a bad
show.
Yeah.
No, you're wrong.
Seinfeld. No, I think I win this one. Yeah,
I think you do too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, here's great news. Okay, not really,
but it is news.
It gets worse. The news gets worse is it. The new report says that vaping
can be
worse for your heart than cigarettes.
Yeah, I heard that too.
That was
basically saying go back to smoke cigarettes.
They say that vaping can raise certain cholesterol levels that can be bad for your heart.
Don't smoke cholesterol. Who's smoking? Is one of the juice choices butter?
Gravy.
What? Gravy. Try your gravy vaping.
You're smoking
pure Thanksgiving special.
Saturated fat.
While both vapes and cigarettes
have you tried the cream corn? I like cream corn, so I think I'd vape cream corn.
While both vapes and cigarettes dampen the heart's ability to pump blood during exercise, there's a twist. The study showed that after the participants stopped exercising, the cigarette smoker's blood flow returned to normal, while the vape smoker's blood flow remained impacted.
God, that was a 16-year-old kid.
Now, all this vaping lung news, does it apply just to nicotine juice? Does it apply to cannabis oil? Or is it both?
They just
say
vaping.
In this case,
Every time I see these stories, they don't say who does it. Right. They don't say bootleg, nothing. They just say vaping
is bad. They never specify, so I don't know if it's just bad all the way around.
Every story I see, it's bad all the way around.
It might not be bad to err on that side of caution.
Right, yeah.
He's got to smoke the trees.
Roll a doobie.
Those vape pens can get me in trouble, too. It's all like, take a hint. You don't feel like you're getting anything. And by the time you realize you've gotten a hit, you're just like super high and coughing a ton. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They sneak up on you.
Yeah, I did one. I know what it feels like, too. You do get a lot in there.
Yeah, it's just too handy.
Well, it's also very dangerous.
Yeah, and it seems like it might not be really good for you.
By the way, you smoked weed your whole life, so just switch back to regular weed.
Go old school.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
I got a whole cartridge to go. I don't want to waste that.
You can't waste it.
Don't smoke pot.
Not too late. Shut up.
These vaping things, though, I don't have one, and I don't use one.
Yeah, and you're the right side. We were trying to encourage you to go vape a couple years ago.
Yeah.
If you wanted to smoke weed when you had the cancer scare a couple years ago. And you said, no, you liked old school, and I thought you were wrong. Now turns out you were right, Craig.
Well,
old school weed is better for you than actually vaping.
Yeah.
They've been saying that.
Yeah. It's just too THC heavy with no CBD.
Is that the reason? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never said that.
There's too much THC in here.
Well, there is. The balance isn't there.
Yeah.
And I think you need a balance.
Yeah. That's why, as a young guy, I always hated that hash.
Yeah.
Too powerful. Just too much.
Yeah, I don't need it. Yeah. I'm fine. I thought about getting one. I looked into it.
I know.
You know, but looked into it for a while. Yeah. And I thought, well, this brand is, you know, and then this brand, non-proprietary, and try and get this and try and get that. And then I was like, oh, geez.
I realize it's a huge industry, but it just seems bad news every day for that industry right now.
Then that started, and I quit looking into it.
I got a buddy of mine. Actually, that's his gig now. I should text him, find out what's happening with him, because he got out of the cigarette business because that was going down. Then he sold something else for years and came back and got into the vaping business.
Like giant bags of razor blades or something?
No, he worked for R.J. Reynolds for years. I mean, as a cigarette salesman. And when it was profitable. And then he was downsized because he was a middle management guy making too much money. And he still had a family, so he went and sold other stuff. And then he went back into the vaping stuff. I shouldn't ask him now what's happening with that now. Because I would think that'd be a place you want to bail on too shortly.
To start selling CBD.
Yeah. So many kids do that vape, but no. It's bad for you, man.
Yeah.
The co-founder of Cirque du Soleil has a court date today over growing weed on his private South Pacific island.
Which island?
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
South Pacific.
Which island? You like a licky dicky?
You got a private island. You probably give it a name, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nuku Tapipi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bathrooms that way.
That's what I would call my island. Nuku Tapipi.
Nuku Tapipi.
Yeah, that's my name. I spell it like it sounds.
It really is.
Is it? N-U-K-U-T-E. P-P-P-I.
P-I-P-I.
Oh, I was thinking P-E-P-E.
That would be Pepe.
No, close P-E-E, I meant.
So. There you go.
Is he going to drop down from the ceiling? And if you owned
still,
an island,
doesn't help.
If you owned an island, Tyler, you would actually just call it Wanapikapipi.
Wanapikapipi, that's right.
You would just go with that.
Yeah. You want to come to Wanapikapipi?
No.
That's a good answer.
But it's a nice island.
I'll be there, but I'm not looking at anything.
Because your peepee's out. Well, look at the name of the island. Yeah.
You knew what you were getting into. LD will be there in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that was Epstein's island, wasn't it? Wanapikapipi. Oh, yeah. He was a bad guy.
He denied he was growing the plant on his private island for commercial gain. Said he was just for medical and strictly personal purposes. A local TV station.
Yeah, if you got your own private island, do you make your own laws?
He might have.
No, because it still belongs to somebody.
Okay. Cell.
It's still under the jurisdiction of a certain country.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's true.
This would be French Polynesia.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch that show. You can buy islands all across the world, and you see them all the time. It's a cool show. HGTV show.
Apparently, at some point, police questioned an associate of this guy on suspicion of drug possession, and looking through his phone, they found images of marijuana plantations.
Oh, so that's more personal use.
And so
a farm.
And so they go over and check this out with the Cirque du Soleil guy, and so now he's got to go to court and say, hey, now personal use.
I am a giant pothead.
Yeah.
Constantly smoking.
Don't
I swear.
Pot.
Yeah, I'm a giant pothead.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.